Well, it's a lot more relaxed than it had been yesterday and the day before. There's still quite a few people here, about a dozen cars out in the lot and the lot next door. But there are plenty of carts at the moment.
How's the inventory look after this big 50% off sale?
Surprisingly robust, in the sections besides grocery, I should say. All of the produce and most of the perishables are gone. The meat especially went super fast. But the household goods and the clothes and the toys, there's still quite a bit left.
What do folks around there have to say today?
They seem relieved to see smaller crowds here. They said earlier this week it was overwhelming. One man said he's just coming in to see what's left over, buying backups of things that aren't perishable. One woman was grabbing, a bunch of household cleaners as well as some specialty stuff, stir-fry sauce that she said she doesn't usually buy because it's too expensive. And one lady said, she felt a little sad for the employees, like it was kind of the end of an era.
Well, it does sound like there was a lot of business there this week, and you've been there for several days. What did you see?
Yeah, I was in here on Wednesday shortly after they announced the sale, and within an hour, it was nuts in here. The lines at all of the registers were 6 or 8 or 10 people deep, and people were loading carts, multiple carts. People were holding their spots in line while people ran back and grabbed more items for the carts. So it was pretty crazy.
Well, if a person was to want to make a last-minute dash today on the closing day of NNN under Omni leadership, what would they go in for? What's left?
There's lots of canned soup and chili and beans. There's condiments, mayo, mustard, PB&J, plenty of house cleaning supplies. And for the bigger ticket items, I saw 4 microwaves and a mini fridge and some space heaters.
All right, so still a few things to scoop up there at NNN. Hannah Colton reports for KDLG and for the Bristol Bay Times on the scene of the NNN market today. Hannah, thanks so much.
Thanks, Dave.